Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC's Vancouver campus, which is situated on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. You're listening to Horny Music. Each week, there'll be a different theme where I'll bring you the best songs with horns in that fit that theme. This week, the theme was going to be Amy Winehouse. And then I did some more digging, and now it's the Dap Kings, the band that played on her album Back to Black. We'll start you off with a track from that. This is You Know I'm No Good. That was You Know I'm No Good by Amy Winehouse. I'm pretty sure my parents had this album on CD growing up. It came out in God, I should have. Well, it came out around 2000. I think it was 2005, so I was two. And 2006. And I think it's like the second most... I was looking at it the other day. It's really high up in like UK album sales of all time, or maybe 21st century. I was reading a critical review of it that mentioned that it was one of the rare occasions where public opinion and critical opinion coincide. It's a it's such a good album. But yeah, I've grown up listening to it. It just feels like it's been a part of my life this whole time. Rest in peace, Amy Winehouse. It's a really sad story. The music is incredible, and it's especially the way I listen to music is often like my favorite song or the most listened to song ever last year on my Spotify Wrapped was Gorilla, I think, by Little Sims. I must listen to it like over 100 times. I only knew like the first of the lyrics because I'd like intentionally learned them on the train to the gig once. It just washes over me. Anyway, her lyricism in this album is incredible. It's really good. There's a interview with Mark Ronson I was reading talking about how there was one line, I think it's in the title, the Back to Black, the song as well. Maybe Rehab. Anyway, and it just doesn't rhyme. And he was like, as a producer, I was like, hold on, Amy, this doesn't rhyme. what are you doing? And she was like, nope, the line's there for a reason. I'll have to find out which one that was. But there's a lot of cool stuff by Mark Ronson. And Back to Black is one of them. He helped produce it. And the backing album, the backing band were the Dap Kings. They've been around for a while. They have played with loads of people. And their individual artists have played with loads of people. They're quite well known. And Amy listened to loads of 60s music, like loads of Motown and Soul in the local pub near where she lived. And brought that to Mark Ronson, was like, here's the kind of sound we're going for. And all the like technical trickery didn't do anything as close as the Dap Kings did. They've honed this sound for ages, and we'll play some more. I mean, the whole episode is linked through them, but they the Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, who we'll play later, sound so not dated is the wrong word, because it doesn't feel like they've missed like the zeitgeist. But really good example of songs that sound like they're from that period, but are fantastic. Anyway, I'm just going to play some more Amy Winehouse right now because I want to. I remember as a kid dancing in the kitchen to this next track. This is You're Wondering Now.
Yo!
let's end on that one. That was Yondering Now. Very ska and reggae influenced. The other track on this album that I remember really vividly from my childhood was Monkey Man, which is a cover of a Specials song and is great. And the Specials, I'd like to do like a reggae-focused, reggae and ska and maybe specifically separate. But I just like that. Because it's got so much energy in it. And I like that there's a whole genre of music that just, it doesn't sound the same, but like all, it works. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. We're going to switch things up now. But like not really, because this is still the Dap Kings playing behind. But this is How Long Do I Have to Wait for You by Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. That was How Long Do I Have to Wait for You by Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. I've been listening to that one for a while. I really like that track, so it's nice to have an excuse to play it on the radio. So they've never reach the same heights as Amy Winehouse, obviously, which apparently for a while was causing some resentment. Sharon Jones was like, hold on, I'm old enough to be her mum. Why is she still in my band? And then started to realise that it was actually quite good for them because it gave the Dap Kings a lot more recognition. And she's not just Sharon Jones, she tours as Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. In fact, as an artist themselves, they have very little on Spotify. A lot of them are part of other bands or founded other bands, which we'll be playing, obviously. And a lot of the individual artists have done loads of cool stuff, but they don't do much on their own. They've been tied. In fact, I think Sharon Jones died in 2016, sadly. And it ended like a 18-year career that they had together touring. I think what's so cool about that last track is it came out in 2005. But it doesn't sound like it came out in 2005. But also, it holds up for a song that came out in 2005. I'm being nodded at in the studio. So it's nice that we've got some agreement there. The next track we will be playing, let me have a look here, is a cover of a song that I love, Inspiration Information, but this time by Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Enjoy.
Laughing
and we'll be right back after these ads.
One hour of happy, happy, fun time music, Fridays at 12 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. One hour of happy, happy, fun time music, Fridays at 12 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
And unfortunately, we're all human. Except me, of course.
Are you interested in radio? Do you want to start your own show, but you don't know where to get started? Make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. From the news collective, the arts collective, the music collective, the sports collective, the accessibility collective, the indigenous collective, and the intersectionality collective, there's something for everyone. And we provide free technical training to get started. Explore these worlds virtually and in person, and be prepared to make fun friends. For more information, visit citr.ca/get involved.
Some lovely adverts there. So, next up we have a track from the Menahan Street Band, who are a cool band. They're an amalgamation of loads of different people from different bands. There's Thomas Brennick from the Budos Band, who I'll also be playing. Dave Guy, who is in the Dap Kings, he's the trumpet player. He's cool. I like his name as well. Dave Guy feels like you just, someone was like, give me the name of a person on the spot, and you're like, Dave Guy, because he's a guy. He also plays for the Roots, if people know them. We've got Nick Movshan, who's in the Black Keys and the Avalanches. I love the Avalanches. We'll definitely be playing some of them at some point. Leon Michaels, who's in the... Oh, it's pronounced... It's spelled differently. I'm not sure. And another Dap Kings member. Anyway, these guys are really cool. They're from New York, and they've been sampled by like Eminem, Jay-Z, Kendrick Lamar, Travis Scott, 50 Cent, apparently. Thank you, Internet, for that. And this is Queens Highway by the Menahan Street Band. Eventually. Short one. So, because that was quite short, up next we've got Up From The South by the Budos Band. Enjoy. We'll be right back. Thank you, Budos Band. I don't want to wait any longer to play the Trespasser track this week. Or to talk about it, because I'm going to talk about it first. Because this weekend, on Sunday, with Seth, I saw Souls of Mischief play 93 till Infinity live, which was amazing. I think the song came out in 1993. There were loads of old heads there. I mean, Souls of Mischief are old now. Del the Funky Homo Sapien is old now. We bumped into some really nice people at the gig. So shout out to all the people at the gig. Had some really nice conversations and talked about cool music. And honestly, a lot of people there knew a lot more about hip-hop and stuff than I did. And it was cool. I've been listening to this song for like 5 or 6 years, and it's so good, and I love it so much. And it's one of those things where I hadn't even thought about seeing it live. I was like, oh, this is one of those songs where it's like, oh, cool that you're finding good music, but also you should like make an effort to listen to newer artists, which is something I've been doing the last few years, because then I get to see people I like live rather than like we played some Simon & Garfunkel last time. Those guys had a tumultuous relationship, and Paul Simon's last tour is in Vancouver, I think, and I'm going to be in the UK at the time. Oh well. I'll probably talk about this song a bit more afterwards, but I want to play it now so I can listen to it in the studio. This is 93 Till Infinity by the Souls of Mischief.
Yo, what's up? This is Tajay of the Mighty Souls of Mischief crew. I'm chilling with my man Festo, my man A Plus, and my man Oak. You know, he's dope. And right now, you know, we're just maxing in the studio. We're hailing from East Oakland, California, and sometimes it gets a little hectic out there. But right now, you know, we're going to up you on how we just chill.
Dollar 7 digits, call up Bridget, her man's a midget. Plus she got fringe, yo, I can dig it. Here's a 40 swigging, you know it's frigid. I got him chilling in the cooler, break out the ruler. Damn, that's the fattest dog I ever seen. The weather's heat in Cali, getting weed, it makes her feel like Maui. Now we feel the good vibrations. So many females, so much inspiration.
I get inspired by the blunts too. I'll front you, if you hang with the bunk crew. I roam the strip for bones to pick. When I find one, I'm gonna take her home and quickly do this. I need not explain this.
and I think it's only fair, because he's looking at me whimpering with big puppy eyes, that Seth has a chance to talk a little bit, maybe like 30 seconds to a minute max if he's really well behaved, about that track we just heard and his experience seeing it live with me on Sunday. So here is Seth in the studio for the first time on Horny Music.
Hello. It was a sick gig. It was so much fun. They started off with there was a little like local rap crew called Icon who are sick. Check them out. They do like gigs on Tuesdays, I think they said.
They were fun.
They were really good fun. And then, it was fantastic seeing the whole crew and like trying to guess who was who, because you and I are not of a generation when they were,
There were people at the gig who had seen them live in 93.
Yeah, and we have not. So we were like, which one's Del? It turned out he was the kind of short guy with the pot belly, which was quite funny. That was one of my favourite things, was seeing Del the Funky's Homo sapien in real life and be like, it's just a dude.
Just a dude in a grey hoodie, holding his phone, filming the rest of the people rapping, like loads, which is really... I was like, is it going on his Instagram story? Is he just keeping it? Like, he was constantly filming the rest of the crew.
He was having a good time. They were having a good time. It was one of the weediest indoor...
Oh my God!
I've ever been to.
Not only was this guy at the front who was like... He was sweating so much, and he was like right at the front, like, and he kept trying to dap up the people on stage, and honestly succeeding quite a lot. But he was just like openly smoking a joint out onto the stage and into the crowd, and I think he passed one or two to the people on stage multiple times. Del definitely took one and then just smoked it on stage, which is really funny. I guess the staff were like, I don't know, what were the staff?
Who's
what are we gonna do?
To stop smoking.
He can't smoke a joint.
But no, it was sick. It was so cool, like, hearing... And it was the whole high-road crew. Oh, that's...
Hieroglyphics.
It was the whole high-road crew. So it was Del and Souls of Mischief and various others.
Casual, Pep Love.
It was sick. And it was sick seeing the whole crew and them, like, flowing together. Yeah, brilliant gig.
Nice. That's enough Seth for now, I think. I hope you guys enjoyed. I'm sorry you have to hear two British voices if one isn't bad enough. For those listening
in
Vancouver.
Don't put me back in the cage, please.
I don't know how much my microphone picks up what he's saying, but he's not saying anything. I'm going to go back. Well, last of all, that track's amazing. Let's just end on that. I love that song so much. And next of all, He Can Only Hold Her by Amy Winehouse.
Die.
That was He Can Only Hold It by Amy Winehouse. I've not been doing this for that long. I think this is like the sixth episode. I turned on the wrong mic for Seth to speak. I hope that you heard him clearly enough. It was a bit quiet. I'm not going to make him repeat what he said because apparently some of my listeners informed me that he was legible. But very briefly, to add some balance, here's a Canadian voice.
Hi, yeah, thank you.
And this is my British voice. We are going to start, we're going to continue with another track from the Budos Band. Right after that, I'll play some more promos and ads. And then we will get into something a little bit different. We'll get into some, we're going to play some Clairo because there's a link. I've managed to link that. Go me. This is the Budos Band, TIBWF. That was TIBWF by the Budos Band. I don't know what that one stands for. Maybe I'll have a look in the next break. Next up, we have a track by Antibalas, another band composed partly of members of the Dap Kings, as Budos. A bit more about Budos, though. They originated in Brooklyn, in New York. Everything be happening in New York. Like me seeing the Hot 8 Brass Band there, like, 4 weeks ago. That was awesome. Anyway, both bands, New York, but the Antibalas came first, and some of the people were like, let's make a new band as well. These guys love bands, like Menahan Street Band, the Budos Band, Antibalas, Dap Kings. They all put out a decent amount of music, and they're all quite busy, except they also all have, like, Dave Guyon, and I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name. Because I've never seen a name like it before, but it's like Kokamia Gastelum is probably how it goes, who plays tenor really nicely. Anyway, we had Budos. Well, now we're going to have Dirty Money by Antibalas. We'll be right back.
money, oh. Dirty money, not the fruit. Money, oh. Dirty money, not the fruit. Oh, yeah. The man go drowning in the river. He call his brother, save me now. His brother showed up in the copter. He toss him coin with not the fruit. Dirty, not dirty money, oh. Dirty money, not the fruit.
No water.
Dirty, not dirty money, oh.
No water.
Dirty money, not the fruit.
No water.
The man go hanging from our window. He call him Uncle Benny now. Uncle toss him rope of money. Ah, the money break, the man go fall. Go hold up.
No hold up.
I say, oh, dirty, not dirty money, oh.
No hold up.
Dirty money, not the fruit, oh.
From your life? No worries. Ride On Bike Shop has got you covered. Ride On has the best deals in town for new and used bikes, top-notch servicing, and all the parts or accessories you've been dreaming about. Whether you've got a little one who needs to learn how to ride, or if you're about to go on the Tour de France, Ride On is the place for you. We'll also happily pick up your old bikes and recycle them back into the community. Located on 2255 West Broadway, we are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday. That's RIDEON Bike Shop. See you there!
We are UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music such as...
Run for them life when I step into the jungle.
We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
I think one of the problems with horny music, as much as I love it, is how male dominant it is. I feel like it's much harder for, well, honestly, from personal experience, like, I think I spoke about this in like the first episode, the like Friday night jazz jam sessions at the University of Birmingham in central England, My mum told me the other day that the problem with me doing a Canadian radio show is that I keep naming places in the UK and then not elaborating, or like Parklife in the Parklife Festival, and forgetting that no one knows what that is or where it is. Anyway, Birmingham in the West Midlands has this jazz club with jam sessions that students do, and the guys just like hog the stage. It's crazy. They're just so cocky. And I know, it's not, this episode is nice because I've got more women in horny music. I mean, not all of them are playing. I mean, Dave Guy is a guy playing the trumpet, but he's playing it for Amy Winehouse and Sharon Jones. And next up we have Juna by Clairo, in which Dave Guy also plays the trumpet, and it means I get to play some Clairo. Lovely horns at the end there. This has been Horny Music. I've been your host, Stan. We had Seth briefly and a Canadian. And I'm going to leave you with Guilty by Lady Ray. I promise that it links to the Dap Kings, and there's a few of them on the track. I've been listening to this one for ages, and I only found out this link yesterday, which was really nice. Because it means I get to play a song I like. I mean, all the songs I like. It's great having a radio show. I get to play the songs that I like and listen to them, and you guys get to listen to them too. I love sharing the things that I love. Anyway, as I said, this has been Horny Music. Thank you very much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed, and I will hopefully see you next week. This is Guilty by Lady Ray.